Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild. This is Green Ideas, your humble host and his trusty sidekick, Mr. Crispy, out in Orlando, Florida. Florida.
Yes, Florida.
Florida. Oh, yeah. What's going on, Mr. Crispy?
Oh, not much. It's been a rainy week here. It's been... I guess I should quit chewing my gum so loud, huh? That would probably help.
Yeah, that would help.
Sorry about that. It's just been a quiet, rainy day today. I am drinking a nice glass with ice of some High Roller vodka.
Ah, that's a great segue, because so am I, so I guess we should support our sponsor and play the High Roller ad.
Yes.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the double gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yep, go out and try highrollerspirits.com, or also known as sweetpotatovodka.com, and that's a great vodka. If you've never had sweet potato vodka before, which you probably haven't, then you need to put in an order for a bottle yourself and join the fun that Crispy and I have every weekend, drinking it morning, noon, and night. So
check out there. Correct. Sometimes I have a glass in the middle of the night when I do my sleep eating venture.
Well, yes. Tonight we were supposed to have a guest, Mr. Crispy, and at last minute he had to cancel because he had a gig. It was a singer, and he'll be rescheduling with us at another time. And so what that does for us is we have to carry the show for the next 45 minutes. And for those that are listening,
right. We are flying by the seat of our pants.
Exactly. Wait. I forgot something. We have to say our legal stuff.
Oh, that's right.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by our host, that's us, and their guests, which we have none tonight, are strictly for entertainment purposes only. And, well, that is what we hope we do, is entertain you. So I got the legal stuff out of the way. And speaking of legal stuff, I just fed my dogs dinner. Didn't have any dog food, so I had to go scrounge around in the freezer, and I found some, those things, those pot hockets, because we can't say their names.
Ah, yes, the pot hockets.
Well,
you didn't have any minty door soup?
No, I gave them some Pot Hockets, and they actually, did you know that there's a lean version, and it's called Peen Locket.
Oh my God!
So I gave the dogs chicken with rice, Spanish rice, and a peen locket, and they actually liked it.
I should have gave them what I had for dinner. I made rice. And then I cooked tater tots and mixed the rice into tater tots with barbecue sauce on top of that. Then I sprinkled cheese on top of that. Now that is good eating. Yup. Not really, but.
Well, I tasted the peen lockets and they weren't so good. They've been in the freezer for God knows how long. They had like snow on top of them, but they seemed to like it. So, you know, if you run out of Alpo or Cal... Oh, we can't say Alpo either again.
That's right. We'll say Palpo.
If you run out of dog food, you can always feed them a peen locket or a Pot Hockey, but they seem to like it. So in Florida, I've been watching you on Facebook this past week, and it sounds like that you have had an interesting week now that you are unemployed and out there
Correct.
In the world, and looks like from what I can see on your photograph on Facebook, you chopped off your beard.
Yes, I've had to search for a new job because my other company decided to close its doors. So, we'll just say someone told me that I'm better off shaving my trademark beard.
Yeah.
And as soon as I put that picture up, apparently the ladies think I look like Bruce Willis. And I look nothing like Bruce Willis because, number one, I'm taller than Bruce Willis and I'm poorer than Bruce Willis.
Hey, go with it. Because I noticed the women were seen to be hot to trot. So, hey, they think you like Bruce Willis. Go with it.
I guess. I don't see it, but the interesting thing was shaving my beard off.
Yeah.
You know, let me describe my beard to the listeners that haven't listened. It's pretty much a beard without the mustache part because I can't grow a mustache. I mean, I can, but it's itchy. So I'm cutting the sides off, and I'm sure as kids or as adults, we've all let our lawn grow just a little too long, and you're mowing, and it bogs down. That's pretty much what my clippers were trying to cut my goatee off. It took about 15, 20 minutes to cut my goatee off, and at one point, I thought my clippers broke. And I was like, awesome. So, yeah, my face hasn't seen the sun in quite some time. So it is a little strange.
Well, you do look different. I don't know where Crispy went, but I saw your photograph. I'm like, geez, he's actually clean cut, and he's out there in the world trying to find a job. And you're squeaking your
ear,
too, by the way. You're blowing my eardrum out.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I don't like this clean face look stuff. I like my goatee.
By the way, Smokey D. Robinson just wrote and said that they're going to start calling you Bruce Crispy.
Bruce Crispy, he must be in the chat room on the Blog Talk site.
Yeah, Bruce Crispy was. How's it been going with the job hunt?
I've gotten some awesome interviews. Nothing definite yet. I'm hoping something comes available here soon. And I've literally been applying everywhere, even to the 11-7s. I don't even know if that's – they'll figure out that. Pretty much anything I will do because I don't – I'm okay with working a crappy job. I mean, not really, but my last job was pretty awesome, but – you know, I don't have a problem working. So I've been hustling my voiceovers to branding and marketing agencies,
okay,
and giving everyone my website and all that fun stuff. And of course, you know, the rainy sporadic rain throughout the week doesn't help poking around town on my bike. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Hey, your carbon footprint. You've been riding your bike, and your car's in the shop, and you got you cut down on your carbon footprint. So the Wing Wangs and the Greenies are probably very happy with you.
Probably. I'll tell you what, I spent no money on gas. That's for sure. You know. But I probably clocked over 20 miles this week.
Well,
yeah.
Good for you. Did you apply at the burger joint with the little girl with the pigtails?
Yes, I did. Trendies, we'll call it. Yes. almost anything for money that's legal.
Well, as I say, you might go the other way if you go on Craigslist. If things get desperate, you might have to get into the illegal stuff.
Yes, it may be possible. Or I get lucky and I win the lottery tomorrow night. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, remember your buddy Brilliant Ideas when you do. And since everybody's hearing your sad sack song, your sad sack story, I'm going to play your ad. And anybody out there who's listening who needs voiceover work, help on your websites, please check out Crispy at his website, and I'll play your little fancy ad just to give a little plug.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
Oops, I stepped on your ad. I always forget about that last part about you making noise since 1970.
Yeah, I should have cut the space out a little shorter.
So anybody's listening who needs a fancy voice on your website or a commercial for radio, make sure you check out my buddy's website. He can help you out. He does all the ads for us here on the radio show, and he will do a fine job for you. You'll actually speak. You'll do it in different dialects too. If they need it certain ways, right? Like Count Chocula. What's that guy?
Oh, we can't say Count Chocula, probably because of Mineral Jills. we'll call him the serial vampire.
Yeah, how about Count Chocula?
Yes, with those. Yes, hello, my friends. How are you? It's almost Russian-like. They all get confused. My English turns into a Russian accent. My North Carolina accent turns into an Australian accent. It's awesome.
Well, what we're going to do tonight, since we have no guests and we usually have our musical guest on Friday night, I figured the best thing to do is to go back and play some music for some of our favorite guests on Friday night. And do you have any requests out there? As a matter of fact, those that are listening, if you want, if you have a request, remember somebody was on the show that you want to hear more of their music, let me know. But Crispy, do you have anybody in particular? Like, I think one of our first guests way back when, I think, was the Coyote Kings. And
yes, I mean we've had a lot of like super great musical guests. I mean, to be honest, it's hard to pick from the pool. I mean. The Cotton Kings were good, and Dayron Sharp, that guy, he's going places for sure.
He is definitely going places. What I'll do is to take a little break here and play some of the music that we've had before, and it's not Cotton Kings, by the way, it's Coyote Kings. The Coyote Kings, I'm going to play one of their songs, and then I will we'll come back and chat a little bit more. So everybody, thank you for tuning in tonight. For Grills Gone Wild, and this is the Coyote Kings and their song. Let's check out which one we want. How about we play Coyote Kings, All Tangled Up? Coyote Kings, All Tangled Up. Have you noticed how that song stops like in the middle and you think it's over? I was up going to the bathroom like, oh crap, the song's over.
Yeah, it does kind of have a little bit of a long instrumental, but at least it's a pleasant instrumental towards the end.
Not a bad. They were good guests that we had on, and if you want to hear more of their music, hear that interview, go back and look at our archive shows and look it up, and that was a great one. And then, of course, you mentioned our buddy Darren Sharp. We'll play some of his one of his songs here in a couple of minutes. So I was wondering, did you say you had some food news to give to us?
Some what again?
Food.
Food news. I did find some interesting things. I probably won't mention the name of the restaurant out there in California. But apparently they serve cockroaches as a dish. And like a sautéed meat with like a cockroach type gravy sauce kind of thing.
I've actually been to a few restaurants here locally that do that too, but not on purpose.
Yeah, I know, right? We got some of those here in Orlando too. I also saw beef jerky edible panties for women. As a guy, I don't know if I'd want to be wearing beef jerky boxers. And I'm sure after riding around all day and all the sweat and all the stuff that goes on down there, I'm pretty sure I don't want to eat any jerky that I've been wearing all day long.
Can you imagine how long it would take to eat them? I mean, because jerky is, like, tough, and you got to, like, chew on it. I guess that maybe there's a good side of that. I don't know,
but I'd rather a woman wear, like, edible candy panty things, like those bracelets that are edible kind of stuff. Be like, honey, you smell like beef jerky. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I guess it's a way to some men's heart. I guess if it was like bacon flavor, that wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, bacon would be awesome. That'd be great. That'd be super awesome. Bacon goes with everything.
Amen to that. So I think that'd be we ought to start working on that. That'd be a little surf and turf.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's surf and turf, all right. Oh,
my. No. All right. Well, what we're going to do is play another one of our guest songs. This is kind of a catch-up on some of our music from past guests on Friday night, and I better stop while I'm ahead because that last joke was not good. So let's see. No. How about Darren Sharp? He was a great guest of ours. He's an up-and-coming old country music style music. It's amazing the guy's not filling up the convention halls and the concert places in Nashville, but I think he's an up and comer, and I'm going to play one of his songs here. Let's see. How about the song? Which one we want to play? How about I Really Did? I'll play Darren Sharp,
yes.
And we'll come back here in about 3.5 minutes and chat some more. This is Darren Sharp, I Really Did.
Try again.
Darren Sharp, and I really did. Great singer. I think that guy is going to be going major places, and I hope he remembers the Grills Gone Wild, Gray and Ideas crew on radio. That when he gets rich and famous.
Yes, he was a genuinely nice guy from the country.
Very nice. Very nice. So with the new unbearded face, are the ladies knocking down your door?
Oh, yeah, I hear them. Come on in. Come on in. Oh, it's just my neighbors making noise. That's awesome.
I don't know, Crispy. It's big. I guess it's becoming, and I was reading all the responses you were getting, and I'm sure you got some private messages on Facebook. I mean, the ones we see were pretty juicy, so I don't know what was going on behind the scenes.
Due to unforeseen circumstances and legalities and my agent, I cannot discuss my love life over the radio, especially after the Minty Door incident, Grilling Ideas radio experience.
Oh, okay. I hear you. Yeah. And it's best to keep it that way. So tomorrow, are you going to be around? Are you going to make it to the show tomorrow, or do you have another car problems you need to work on?
No car problems. My car is pretty much fried.
Oh,
it's about a $900 fix.
Great.
Yes. You know, if this was my old Galaxy Ford, my Ford Galaxy 500, I could pretty much figure out what the problem is and deal with it. No electronics. Just, you know, no computers, just a fuse box, points, plugs, wires, something simple. So my next car might be a 1970 Ford something or other, even if it's a Pinto.
Nowadays, those cars that are 1960s and 1970s, you better have a little chingo in your pocket just to buy one.
Oh, I know. I mean, I saw a 70 Pinto on Craigslist they wanted $3,000 for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weren't they the ones that, like, when you hit them from behind, they exploded?
Pretty much. Any of those cars. You might remember. You'd probably remember. Do you remember the Ford Mustang II?
Yes.
Okay, I had one of those. So that was like a Pinto on steroids, pretty much.
Yeah,
had the same interior,
that.
But it was a little different.
Yeah, that was kind of back in the day. The girls drove that car. Chris,
yes.
Just saying.
Yes. Where's the bus? Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, that was one of my first cars.
Because there was a girl Mustang. I think that's the one you're talking about. And then there was the man Mustang. So if I remember correctly, that was what we considered the girl Mustang. So just saying.
Yes. I've also owned a couple of station wagons as well, because I like station wagons. I don't know what it is. I just do.
You're just a family man at heart, I guess.
No, it made it easier to haul around all the BMX bikes when we went racing across the country. If you saw in the chat room, Chris McFarland, he actually got me and my brother into BMX racing.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm sure if me and my brother didn't get into BMX racing, we'd probably be little hoodlums. Yeah.
Speaking of Chris McFarland, he's posted some links for those that are listening. If you're not looking on the chat room, we were talking about the bacon panties. He's got a few links where they actually do have bacon panties.
Right. I just posted one. There's someone that makes bacon condoms. I pasted their Facebook link. Yes. You know, I don't know how far you'll get with bacon condoms, and I don't know. Just keep them away from me.
The one thing you know about that, when you make love, it'll sizzle.
Exactly. That'll go.
All right, time for some more music. So let's go with, remember Neon and his group, the blues group, Neon and the Fluorescence? They were one of our early guests, and that was a great interview and great music, and we appreciate them coming on our show. And I'm going to play one of their songs, because we haven't talked about them in quite a while. Matter of fact, they're, I think, coming out with some new music. And remember the lady that's on their group? She started her own group, and I'm trying to remember. It's something in the Mamas, but I don't remember the name. But they were
taking
great,
a little
great
stroll
one.
Down memory lane. Yes, on Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Yes, we are. Well, I'm going to play Neon and the Fluorescence. I can't talk again. And their song is called Oh Sweet Daddy. Remember that interview as they were leaving, there was a train whistle in the background, like the train had come in? I mean, it was perfect timing, too.
You sure that wasn't my neighborhood with the train coming in? And there's always a train flying by my house. No, but yeah, that was an awesome interview. A bunch of cool cats. Very cool.
They really are. So I mentioned a minute ago about tomorrow and the show tomorrow, and I guess I should probably say who, tell who our lineup is. Tomorrow we got, Chef Albert, who's he's actually known as the Untamed Chef tomorrow morning, and a very interesting guy who's going to come on and tell us the real secret to cooking, so he tells me. And then we got two musical guests. Well, the first musical guest, they do a little bit of everything. They do art. They're on an art and music tour. They're called the Lonesome Heroes. And they're going to be talking about their tour across the country. And they even are going to be talking about barbecue bacon-wrapped tofu. So I can't wait to hear about
that. Interesting.
They said they have all different kinds of flavor of tofu. They're going to be talking about tofu. So I guess we're going to get to hear about non-meat products. And then our last guest tomorrow is a, I guess I shouldn't say this the way I'm going to say it, but she's a very sexy lady who's a singer. Her name is Giada Valenti, and she's going to be coming on and kind of classical. It's going to make it look like you and I have class, actually. She's got great
Giada
music.
Giada Valenti, amore, my bella, amore.
Exactly. Amore, amore. So we're going to sound like we have class tomorrow afternoon. But
right. Either class or sound like a double something. Close pin.
That's the rundown. Rundown for tomorrow, and anybody who should be listening and wants to be on our show, it's real simple. All you got to do is contact us on our radio page on Facebook or on my page, Grillion Ideas, or on Christopher Trimble. And we even got Twitter pages too. But if you got a talent, or even if you don't, and if you can boil a hot dog or you eat, you can be
That's
on our
right. If you can boil
program.
A hot dog, you can be on the show.
Exactly. And by the way, too, we need to mention our new up-and-coming sponsors. We have...
Oh, that's right.
We have those coming on, I guess, next week. We've got Don Pablo Cigars, which we had an interview with them, about 3 weeks ago. They're in Las Vegas. They do hand-rolled cigars, and it's excellent, by the way. I've smoked a few of them, and... Man, they're great. And so they're going to be one of our sponsors. And then we also have Albuquerque Seasonings. Kirk on our show. One of our earlier shows, I think before you even came on as my trusty sidekick, I believe I had Kirk on with Albuquerque Seasonings, and he's going to be one of our sponsors. So we're moving into the big world of radio broadcasting, I guess, with all these sponsors coming on board.
I know, right? Don't forget, any of you in the chat room, if you have any questions for me or the man with the master plan, the studio number is 714-242-5272. It's free. You should be able to call free because it's after 7. It's after 9.
Well,
you can call.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Even on the West Coast, it's at 7:38, so it would be cheaper, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes.
And
everybody
I'm going
should
to
call now. Everyone
call
should
right
call
now.
Right now.
Just call in and say hello. We got nothing else to do. I'm going to play another one of our guests. Christy, I don't know if you were on this show. I can't remember. Were you on with Rod Richman, or were you snoozing that night? I can't remember.
I probably took a princess nap and didn't wake up until 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, because Rod Richman came on, and he's another country music guy that's kind of has an all-American sound, a lot of patriotic songs. He was a great, great guy. And I'm going to play his song, You Don't Know Jack. I can't remember if you were on, but I think you were.
No, I was on for this show. I remember that. You Don't Know Jack.
Yeah, You Don't Know
remember
Jack.
Remember when I sang my little ditty? I used his lyrics, but I changed it and I put me and your name in it.
Oh, that's right. You were on that show.
I didn't have my famous princess nap that night.
All right, well, we'll play Rod Richman, You Don't Know Jack, and we'll take another break and listen to the music and be back here in about 3.5 minutes.
Party with my new girlfriend. It was right downtown at the Holiday Inn. walked in the door, and to my surprise, they were all dressed up with suits and ties. Well, I ain't one to judge no one, and I just came here to have some fun. So I went to the bar and ordered a drink. Whiskey was all I could find. Some guy in the back gave me a stare and said, son, this here's a private affair. And I could tell he didn't have no coos, sipping on his pink vermouth. Well, I was three shots in and feeling tough, and he kept it up and I had enough. I said, I see you staring at my boots and jeans, but man, you don't know me. And you don't know Jack, and you don't know Jim. You don't know Johnny Walker, Ritter, his next of kin. You think you're above all the things I love. Don't talk no smack, but you got the facts, cause you don't know Jack. Well, about that time my girl walked in. She looked at me with a sideways grin. She could see where this whole thing was going. A crowd had already started growing. Wasn't a major D with a turned up nose come charging in, what do you suppose? In the blink of an eye, before I could stand, she got his face and talked to the hand. And you don't know Jack, and you don't know Jim. You don't know Johnny Walker, Ritter, his next of kin. You think you're above all the things I love. Don't talk no smack unless you got the facts, cause you don't know Jack.
in and we're feeling all right.